Well, in those days, they did have birth control, and we knew he wanted to go back to school. But it was the kind that you had to do a little work to use. And he wasn't always wanting me to wait that long to be amorous. And he says, "You won't get pregnant, don't think about it. It won't happen."
It almost worked.
He said that at least 5 times.
All right. We were all happy accident.
Well, in those days, you took children as they came, and you didn't worry about like they do now. Because once I had children, I knew I was not going to be going back to nursing school.
Yeah.
Because I believed that I wanted to be a full-time mom. Mm-hmm. So I got my education the slow way, but I eventually got it.
Yeah.
And your granddad always encouraged me to take classes anytime I had an opportunity.
Yeah.
And I guess I started back as soon as Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's, you were a baby at the time, and they had a government course offered at night, an extension course from the university over at Laramie. I took a couple there and then moved over to Laramie, and in the daytime I could buy we had some adult babysitters in the neighborhood for 50 cents, which was cheap even then. And that's when I started taking German. I just take one thing at a time because by this time, when we were there, you were number three already.
Mm-hmm.
And you were all stair steps.
Yeah.
So I had to do homework. Then we moved away from there.
Yeah.
That's when I started teaching the older ones, Lee Kurt and Lisa, a little piano, tiny bit. Went to Maryland,
mm-hmm.
and there, remember your aunt, Helen, or cousin Helen?
Yeah, her family. Yeah, Hunts, Helen, Cecil, and their kids, let's see. Janet, who I had I just thought was the greatest thing since sliced bread. See, Janet, Karen.
Yeah, she was 14, and you were, what, four?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time she went into teaching, I want to say, and one time I went to, it was something like, I forget what it was some kind of an activity, and I was part of it. I don't remember what it was.
Oh, they were having a project. She was in the ninth grade, and they were having a project, and they had to adopt a four-year-old, and...
Yeah.
Kind of do things that would be good for considered preschool.
Yeah, it was kind of like a pre-kindergarten event.
Yeah.
I just vaguely remember that.
And you loved it, and you loved her.
Well, I thought she was, yeah.
And she was very nice.
Yeah, she was, I remember. Which are her, let's see, Janet,
Karen.
Was Karen second, uh-huh. And then?
Carol Ann, or Carol.
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 Did I get her in the right order?
Mm-hmm.
Which was, let's see, there was
Janet and Karen.
Who was
Janet,
the,
Karen, and Carol.
Who was the one that I think had a motorcycle riding boyfriend for a while or something? She was the more adventurous. Maybe
probably Karen.
Yeah, I vaguely remember. And I remember one of them married
Oriental.
Oriental, and that sort of didn't work out in the long run.
She was a pretty girl. She married quite young, I think she was 18.
Yeah. So yeah, but I remember going over there Thanksgivings. And y'all played canasta.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go down to the basement game room.
Yeah, they had a split level home, a large one.
I thought it was grand because they had ping pong down there.
Oh, they had everything.
And one of them was really into the Beatles. They played their 45 records, and big time. Y'all played canasta.
And that's where we learned about kerosene carpets.
Yeah.
They had Kerastan carpets, and later on when we moved to Carolina, we looked up the factory.
Okay.
And got them. But we looked it up at that time. But I just bought a throw rug. Mm-hmm. And then we didn't actually order these till we moved to Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I remember Memphis and everything like that. I recollect.
And we were flying back from Maryland, I think.
Uh-huh.
To Oklahoma. And she said she wanted to go by the factory and get a Kerastan rug. That, you know, we've got to get over the mountains.
Because you could get a good discount at the factory.
Mm-hmm. Well, then we turned around and went back and went to the factory. She wondered what on earth happened. Well, it was a storm was coming over the mountains.
Hmm.
So we got to the, what was the town?
I can't remember the name of the town. I could look
and
it up.
We got a car and went up there to the factory. And
I think somebody loaned us one.
Yeah.
To the airport.
And so she bought this rug, and of course they had to ship it to us. Then we got back in the plane and flew on over to Knoxville, I guess, because
mm-hmm.
the storm had come through by that time.
Mm-hmm.
So we landed in Knoxville and then we came on home.
But when I saw him landing at the field where the store was going to be, I had been asleep. I said, well, we're not going, so I might as well just take a nap. So I was asleep. So I was, we're getting the rugs. You know, I just sort of put it out of my mind, well, this isn't the day for that, you know. So I was very pleasantly surprised. So that was the story of our rugs, and they've lasted a long time.
Pretty nice.
In fact, you kids and your grandkids, they'll probably last that long.
I would imagine.
Yeah, they will. And we, of course, this one was huge for the other place.
Mm-hmm.
But we had it cut in half and re-hemmed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
Are these two rugs from the same thing? The one over there?
I had... on the largest one, it's what we had all the runners cut off of.
Mm-hmm.
Or several runners cut off of. Because we had to have it cut down for this apartment.
Yeah.
But what else do you want me to touch on?
Well,
I'll go in the other room so you can talk.
Oh, it don't matter.
Was that enough? Or you want to know more about you kids?
Well, how about growing up as a girl with your sisters and what all? What was it like when you lived on the Orange Grove? A little bit about that.
Well, growing up, my dad did grow oranges. He had inherited some orange property from his father in the Pomona, California area.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather was one of the founders of Pomona.
Oh, my.
But at this present time, and unfortunately, he divorced my grandmother. He found a nice lady in the joined the Salvation Army, got excited about his service, and found another lady who was excited and divorced my grandmother.
Oh my.
Not exactly the way to go.
No, not exactly.
So, but in settlement, she received one of the groves that my father inherited, and that's where I grew up. And it wasn't way out in the country, but it was about 2 or 3 miles from the edge of town. But you didn't feel like you were that far out because there were groves everywhere and a house here and there.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like the fields here in Oklahoma or on the plains. And it, during the war year, the war broke out when I was 7 years old, mm-hmm. the World War II, and I still remember it. Mm-hmm. My father had been married before my mother and had several children who were already grown. Oh, and some were just had joined the Navy because the war, or yeah. they were drafted. You could yeah. even be drafted in the Navy then. And we enjoyed having them come to see us when they had leave. And then, of course, they went over and they were lost. They were at sea and they were in a number of battles. Mm-hmm. And my older half brother was killed. Mm-hmm. And my other brother got to go on the ship, pulled alongside later after the battles were over, and he got to see where his brother had lost his life. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, there was absolutely nothing left of him. A bomb had hit his part of the ship, and there was nothing left.
Yeah.
So that left a deep impression on me that war is, people don't always come out scot-free from war. Mm-hmm. Then I had another uncle who came back who had been through the worst part of the fighting in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And he was definitely battle. And he was shook up. Today we would call that
post-traumatic stress disorder.
But then they didn't name that, they just said buck up and go on.
Yeah.
And most of them did, because they had GI Bill, they could go back to school, mm-hmm. and things like that. But that left a tremendous impression on me. And also, during the war, relatives would have, they would ship out from California. And some of Mother's relatives lived in the South. And they would be shipped out there. And their wives would want to see them until the last minute. So they would come to our house and stay. And we were had, we had several bedrooms, but somebody else always occupied the extra bedroom. So we girls were really tight. And we only had one bathroom. And even if we were renting out the room, you went up these back stairs and you had to go through one bedroom to get to the other bedroom. Uh-huh. And we girls were in the second bedroom as you came up the stairs. And so these poor young couples in the first bedroom, we would be parading in and out of their rooms.
Uh-huh.
And the two closets being in our room, both tiny, by the way, they had to come into our room to get their clothes.
Oh my.
Privacy was lacking. And to boot, the only bathroom in the house was off my parents' bedroom.
Oh my.
And you had to go through their bedroom to get to the bathroom. I don't know what people did.
I'd like to know who architected that that contraption.
I know who did. My grandmother, when my grandfather divorced her, the one that joined the Salvation Army on my father's side, had this house built just for herself.
Oh, so.
And
so
her
she wasn't
couple of
that.
Kids. She didn't care.
Yeah, wow.
This was convenient for her, this is what she wanted, and that's what she built.
Pretty good.
So it didn't make a whole lot of sense. So then, during the war, my father had an opportunity to buy another farm and a house, actually, in Ontario, a neighboring town, which is actually grown much larger than Pomona, a nicer place now. Pomona's kind of got on the skids, and it has a major international airport now. Mm-hmm. But we had this big old house, like a Victorian mansion like you see nowadays,
yeah,
with the little gables and all that. And we went over there and thought, ah, this is wonderful. We'll all have these great big rooms and all this room. Well, my parents had other plans. There were lack of building materials. The military had all those things. Mm-hmm. Civilians had practically none. And these wives that came out to see their husbands off wanted a place to stay till the last minute. And they'd rent our places. So they came to ours, and we, all those nice bedrooms where we were going to have one apiece, didn't happen. My older sister had to live in the little gable.
Mm-hmm. Oh my.
It was cute, but the bedrooms were huge. She had this little gable, and on that floor there was three or four bedrooms, huge bedrooms. So these servicemen at least had room within their room. Everybody had to use the same bathroom.
Oh my.
There was one upstairs for all of them, one on the main floor for all of us.
Goodness.
And it was not so big. And to boot, my mother had to put up with this. Nobody had that much money. And you might have our family and four other families using the kitchen.
Oh my.
Mostly couples. A few would have babies. And so mother had to make a schedule of when everybody could cook.
Goodness.
She had to share her kitchen.
Wow.
It was not easy. But they made a little money during the war years that way. And my dad kept the Groves and kept the other one that was in Pomona. And we rented out that house. And then during that period, my toward war's end, my mother and father divorced. And they sent me away to Girl Scout camp, and I came home and it was all done.
Hmm.
I knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, my mother had found an apartment, and things were very hard to find. And we all lived in one big bedroom with kitchen privileges in somebody else's house.
Oh my. Yeah.
But it was one of these old mansions as well. And we just had kitchen privileges. But what I liked about it wasn't so far out from town. And I was going to get to be a town girl. And there were kids in that street that I could play with. I was fourth grade.
Yeah.
And one of them was a boy I was a little bit keen on.
Oh my.
It was on a street where there was actually a movie house. Have you been to Ontario before?
Where?
Ontario?
Yeah.
Do you know that pretty street down the middle of the town with all the trees? That's where the apartment was.
Oh my.
And so we had shopping. I never lived that close to stores before. And a movie theater. So I knew my parents' marriage hadn't been the best. And I loved my daddy, but he was a bit of a... He had some odd ways. And he was a great deal older than my mother. He was more like a grandpa to me than a father.
Yeah.
So what would have been very tumultuous to some people, really, I was not traumatized by it.
Yeah.
I kind of understood why some of it went on. Nobody hated anybody, but my mother just wanted a life. She had married somebody who was really the age of her father.
Yeah. Was it sort of an arranged thing? She's spoke of it once.
Yeah, almost. Yes, her pastor had known my father, had met him at camp, knew him from camp meetings, and my mother's home situation was very tough growing up because her mother had died in childbirth with her eighth child.
Oh my.
And my grandfather went a little bit crazy. He did go crazy. and he mistreated the family badly. So that their pastor was my mother's good friend, and the older girls, one older girl was already married. My mother was number one, two, three. Mm-hmm. The one, and Cozy, Vera, Dorothy, Clara. Mother was number four. Mm-hmm. And so my mom, the pastor, tried to make life better for my mother because my grandfather became quite an abuser.
So he was trying to get her married now or then?
So they would take her off to camp meetings with them, mm-hmm. and they tried to befriend her. So at camp meeting, my father met her and was quite taken with her. She wasn't particularly taken with him. Mm-hmm. But he came down to Alabama then to try to woo her.
Okay.
But she still did not go with him. But then he made her quit school and put him to work in the factories. Mm. And she loved school, wanted to finish school. And then he became very abusive. Mm-hmm. And she was the oldest one left at home, and most of it fell on her. Mm. And all her wages were taken from her, of course. And so her pastor and his wife tried to befriend her. And they tried to convince my grandfather to behave himself, and he would not. So at any opportunity when they were going anywhere, they would try to take her along to church meetings because they were pastors. And in those days, that was usually social as well. And so finally, my dad went back to California. He was always lived there. He was born there right after his mom got off the immigration ship. Mm-hmm. They immigrated straight to California. And so how it all came about, I don't know, but they put her on a train and she went to Pomona. And they had made arrangements for her to stay with some ladies from the church. Mm-hmm. And they tried to talk her out of marrying him. Mm-hmm. But she was Southern with a very good Southern accent, and she thought people maybe looked down on her a little bit, and she had a Southern accent, and they thought it was cute, but she thought they were making fun of her.
Yeah.
And so, and she didn't want to be a burden on these ladies forever, so she just felt like she was trapped, and she married him. And he was kind to her, but my dad was just very different. Mm-hmm. He'd been very spoiled by his mother and was used to doing what he wanted, not in a mean way, but in an irresponsible way.
Yeah. I heard he'd just jump a train and go off and
or just take the maybe the car and drive to the East Coast. Stay a month.
Vagabond.
Yeah. And then the tension, of course, the way he made a living was with the Orange Groves he had inherited. Mm-hmm. Well, they require care.
So your mama had to do that.
There's no way when a freeze comes, you can go light all those little smudge pots in the grove. You've got to have a crew.
Right.
And you have to round them up.
Right.
And at first, there wasn't even a telephone. He didn't want her to have a telephone. He didn't want her, I don't know what he thought. But finally, she insisted on a telephone. Mm-hmm. And it was tough.
Yeah.
Because I remember once when I was four, and it was time. The freeze came over, warning came over the radio. They broadcast the temperatures. Mm-hmm. It's going to be this tonight. And she's wildly trying to get people to come.
Yeah.
And Mother was out all night trying to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, get it, help make sure. That was her livelihood.
Well, yeah.
Like oranges froze. You didn't have any crop to sell.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Pretty amazing.
And they kick you out of the Sun-Kissed Association. They did belong to the Sun-Kissed Cooperative.
Right, so you had to produce.
Yeah, you did. Wow. So he would do things like that. And he'd be happy-go-lucky. He would tell funny stories and keep us kids laughing and everything else, but just not responsible. Mm-hmm. And he loved us. And when he was home, he'd read the Bible to us, put us all in the circle, and Mama, and we'd all have to get down on our knees and have family prayer. Mm-hmm. We were always in church. We always went to Church of God wasn't holy enough at one time, and we had to go to the Pilgrim Holiness Church for a while. The pastor's wife had left him, I think. Mm-hmm. He thought, oh, this church is falling apart. We need something better than this. Mm-hmm. So he didn't have what you'd call a mean bone in his body. He had just been spoiled, and he was a bit of an oddball. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't mentally ill, just irresponsible and spoiled and didn't care whether he was cleaned up or not.
Were you going to tell him about when he came up to visit us in Hayward?
And after we were married and living in our first home in Hayward, I guess we had Likert and Lisa, maybe. And so I wasn't at home when he came. And he was sitting out on the front doorsteps or on the curb?
Well, he was on the curb playing his violin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He was sitting out on the curb playing
his violin. So I don't know whether I was out for a walk or
like
what.
A homeless musician or something almost.
But my neighbor, we were three houses down, before I could get to the house, says, "Be careful. There's an old man." I can't remember what the word was, but it was a complimentary. "Sitting in front of your house. Be careful." And I looked and I said, "Oh, don't worry, that's my father."
Oh, my.
He had a Ford, I think it was, and was packed with his stuff in the back end, because that's the way he lived.
He had a place.
Yeah.
But if he wanted to stop someplace, he had the stuff in there to just throw it on the field and stop right where he was. Hmm. Save a little money, even though he didn't have to. Mm-hmm. And he showed up once when I was in San Francisco, and we didn't have a house yet, did we? We just gotten back from overseas.
I don't remember that.
We were staying with your aunt,
Leela.
Aunt Leela and Uncle Everett until we could get into our place. Mm-hmm. And he came and he wanted to pop down there. And well, his aunt and uncle were very hospitable people. And if he was my father, they were going to be good hosts to him and be nice. Mm-hmm. And I made it clear to them that I didn't want him staying because he might try to move into our house with us.
Oh.
And I said, "This would not work, but he's your father." I said, "You don't understand. I will not let this happen."
Why?
And so I told her husband, Uncle Everett, I said, "You know, I think whenever it was, in the morning or this afternoon, I think after we have a nice meal together and he gets to see the child for a while, I think you don't invite him to stay. And I'll say, tell him, well, we are just guests here, which we were, mm-hmm. ourselves.
Right.
And they were putting up with us and a baby in the house, not that big.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't want him moving in with us, and he will do it if he can. So we moved on over, and then later on he made another one of his little yearly jaunts, and, or however often he took them, and came up, and he would have, sometimes bring lots of fruit with him or something.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we lived in an apartment in El Cerrito, he came there too.
I didn't remember that.
In El Cerrito? Not the apartment, but when we got to move next door in that little house.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I brought all these peaches or whatever he had, and let's can them. I wasn't in the mood for canning, but I thought, it'll keep him busy, let's can.
That's some work, preparing all that.
He thought he's doing me a big favor.
Canned peaches, and there you had some canned peaches.
And of course, that's the thing we used to do growing up. We always canned everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My goodness.
So Daddy did like music. And so for that reason, he was quite willing for us always to be playing and having the piano and singing. He loved all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't play very well himself, but he thought he did. And he would play from this little church we went to at the time. And Daddy and Mama would say, now if you're going to play, let's get this practiced. Because Mama could play for him at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But Mama did, but really I think the best she could for a very long time, but to finally she couldn't do it anymore. And she divorced him when I was 11 and Carol was 13.
Yeah.
And we all, by that time, we were not decimated by it.
Yeah.
We weren't happy, we weren't, it just was one of those things, and we knew it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just played itself out, and in some ways we were relieved.
Mm-hmm.
But he worried about us. I know Mother let us go skating.
Mm-hmm.
He thought that was a dangerous place.
Roller skating or ice skating?
Well, the people we might meet there.
Oh, yeah.
There might be wicked boys there.
Mm-hmm.
So he would come and stay while we skated. If Mother dropped us off for the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
he would stick around.
Hmm.
I still remember when I was 4 years old, I'm sure I've told you this, we did not go to movies
mm-hmm.
growing up until my mother got a divorce later. Even then, we didn't go right away. It was very much looked down on in our church
mm-hmm.
in those days. You didn't go to movies either, did you, at first? And so my sister wanted to see a Shirley Temple movie when she was little. She took us. I've told you this, I think.
Trying to recollect.
And I got to go too, and I thought it was, this was so wonderful. And then we see our names up on the screen. My mother saw her name. I don't think I could even read at the time. But we see, so the strip along the front. He's in the theater and then wants us to come out.
Oh my, you're being summoned.
Yes.
Oh my.
He didn't want us in that wicked place.
My goodness.
So, anyway. He wasn't a bad person. But just different.
Yeah.
And I loved him in his own way, but I was not comfortable.
Yeah.
And when I was little, he tried to have fun with us. And we had fun.
Mm-hmm.
As we got older, we realized he doesn't act like a father at all.
Yeah.
So, I think he was trying to be fun and nice because of what had happened to his mother when my grandfather became enamored at the Salvation Army and gave up my grandmother for one of those cute chicks down to the Salvation Army in the cute little bonnet. So he remembered that. So, but he was interesting. I just wish I had learned more about his family and the genealogy, and I heard a little bit in those days, but not as much as I would have liked.
Yeah.
And of course, then later on, we met the Uncle Paul, but that was much later.
Yeah.
I just knew there was somebody out there, but I didn't know anything about him.
Uncle Paul, what was his last name?
LaVars.
LaVars, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm not that hungry, but can we go over and eat something light at 5 o'clock?
I asked another tutor to come, but I don't see him on the calendar.
That's all right.
My pianos are really out of tune, actually.
It'll be all right.
Left hand together on yours first. Okay, the first part is medium loud, and you just follow those expression lines. Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, and.
One, two, three, four, five. sharp.
Where are you?
Okay, second major.
Okay.
Second line. Okay. One, two, just that second major, second line. One, two, three, four, five, six, and one, two, four, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four, A, D sharp, C sharp. F sharp, A sharp, E. Let's try it again.